I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Back. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. Yeah, but I do
which one I love the best. I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer.
Somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back inside Shoretown Ballpark. Happy birthday, America, and happy Blue Claws homestand to everybody else. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Glad to be here with you and set for a beautiful night for baseball here in Shoretown. Blue Claws 4-8, 42-36. Wilmington in town 4-7, 35-42. Tony Graham, how are you?
All right, Greg. Well, again, happy birthday to our great country here on July 4th, and a big crowd coming in tonight and expected to fill up Shoretown Ballpark, and it should be a beautiful night here for baseball. Well, let's get right to the news. We spoke with the manager Greg Brodzinski before the ball game tonight with Wilmington. Blue Claws involved in a couple of roster moves that occurred recently. As usual this time of year, you have some players coming and going, and that indeed is the situation as the Blue Claws get set to battle tonight. A couple of pitchers especially involved in the transactions, as Bull explained to us as we met with him in the clubhouse before.
Like being in love.
I assure you, Tony met with Bull and not old Blue Eye.
That would have been a treat.
And we're back on Blue Claws Clubhouse with manager Greg Brzezinski. Greg, welcome back. Unique series here with Wilmington, three down there, now three here, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, happy to be back. Always, you know, great to play at home, and excited for the second half of the series.
Okay, a couple of roster moves, a couple of pitchers going up. Let me mention each one individually. Andrew Baker came from Reading to here and then goes back to Reading. What was he working on here, and what progress did he make?
Yeah, I think you saw it. He came down. He was, you know, struggling a little bit in Reading. Came down, kind of clean slate. Get him back. You know, one of the biggest things is building confidence, right? Obviously, the arm's great, velocity's great. You know, fastball up to 100 miles an hour, and a strike slider that he can throw whatever he wants. And the biggest thing, which is building the confidence, getting him some quality outings under his belt, which he did. And you know, I know he worked on a few things here and there with our pitching coaches, and you know, was really happy to have him while we had him, and thought he was in a really good spot, you know, kind of heading out of here. So happy for him. You know, he put in the work. He did what he needed to do, come down here, kind of get himself back to who he used to be, and feeling good, feeling confident in his stuff. And, you know, we were happy to get him back to Reading.
So Daniel Parker, Harper goes from here now to Reading, obviously a fine promotion for him. What progress did he make here? Why was he sent up?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, you saw it all season. He really established himself as a back end of the bullpen arm, and came up big for us in a lot of situations, helped us finish a lot of games, win a lot of games, and I think the stuff continued to get better throughout the year, and one of those guys, he really earned it. He came here, you know, work ethic was off the charts, professionalism was off the charts, and really handled himself well in any role that we put him in out there. But he's the guy that, as he continues to progress, I'm happy he took that next step to Reading, and hopefully we see him in the big leagues down the road.
So two bullpen arms go to Reading, and a bullpen arm comes here from Clearwater. Paxton Thompson, 24-year-old right-hander, made his debut last night in Wilmington, two innings, two strikeouts, and how did he pitch? What did you see from
him? No, he looked great. He, you know, filled up the strike zone with a lot of, you know, a lot of strikes, attacked the hitters, went right at him. He got in, you know, first inning was really clean, sent him back out, a couple base runners, got on in the next inning, you know, slow heart rate, no, you know, panic out there by him. It was good to see him compete in that scenario.
What does he throw?
Got the job done. He's got a good fastball, a little slider, and he'll mix in a change up here and there. So it was good mix of pitches that, you know, he filled up the strike zone with, and it was, you know, a great first outing for him.
Also referring to last night, starting pitcher Casey Stewart goes five innings, gets his first Jersey Shore victory, allows one earned run, strikes out a couple, and he's looked good, I guess, in his couple of appearances here.
Yeah, no, it's been really fun to watch. He's got a big body with a lot of stuff coming at you, a high velocity fastball. You know, he can sink it, he can move it around the zone, and then keeps off balance with a sweeper. So it's, you know, another great outing by him, you know, spot where we needed it, and he really picked the guys up and gave us a chance to win the ballgame. So it was fun to watch.
Well, two keys to the Blue Claws, Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford. It was announced they will appear in the Futures game July 13th down at Arlington, Texas. And just comment on that, Greg.
Yeah, no, it's really special, you know, for both of those guys. It's a great opportunity for them. You know, they showcase their abilities and their talents every night here in Jersey, but then they'll get to do it on a national stage down there in Arlington. So both well-deserved. Really excited, you know, that they're both here on this club, and it was a really fun experience getting to tell them both that they were going to have that opportunity to go represent the Philadelphia Phillies in the Futures game. So excited for both of them. I know they're both really excited and just happy that the world gets to see what they can do.
I want to harken back to last night again, just one more time. Andrew Walling, the lefty, comes out of the bullpen in the ninth inning with the bases loaded and one out, and you're protecting a four-run lead. He gets a short fly ball and a ground out to end the game. You put him in against a right-hand hitter, or a left-hand hitter and a right-hand hitter. It worked out.
Yeah. Yeah,
let's talk about his performance under pressure there.
Yeah, he's been a guy that you know, for the last couple of years having him now, that he's continued to grow and mature and get better in those moments. And he's thrown the back end of games for us, you know, multiple times, and he was ready to go when his name was called last night. It was, I thought, a good, you know, learning situation for him coming in, bases loaded, you know, go finish the game. And I thought he did a really good job of, you know, slowing the game down and just attacking the hitters with his really good stuff, and he was able to do it for us.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Awesome, thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski with Tony earlier today. Blue Claws did pick up a win last night, as they talked about, 8-4. Andrew Walling came on, got the last two outs for what was his fourth save of the season, and a win that Tony, the Blue Claws really needed. They had lost 8 out of their previous 9. But yeah, hopefully that will get him going here this week.
Yeah, they snapped that 6-game losing streak. They just couldn't seem to get out of that and get off the schneid there. They finally did. Still, they've lost 8 of their last 10 games. And Blue Claws right now are season-high 6 games out of first place for the first time all season in either half. Their largest deficit of the first half was 4.5 games. Now, we remember they came back and stormed into the division lead very late in the first half, going into the final 2 weeks, couldn't quite hold on. And Greensboro came on with a rush and won it. And Greensboro is still pounding the ball and winning games since the latter 2 weeks of the first half. And into the second half, Greensboro now 10-2 to begin the second half and already leads the division by 3 games. The Pirates affiliate continues to rake.
Although, just to be clear, they win the second half, their playoff opponent will be the team that finishes in second place in the second half. So they could win the division by 15 games. It doesn't really matter. Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford headed to the Futures game. William Bergoya, who's on the injured list right now, was named Phillies Minor League Player of the Month for June. He had 4-19, 24 for 57, 5 doubles, a triple, a home run, 12 ribbies, 11 walks, 5 stolen bases. Just a tremendous one. They only struck out 3 times as well in the entire month of June. And Keaton Anthony has made a quick impact with the Blue Claws. He's 12 for 26, already has 4 multi-hit games, and he's just been here a little over a week. So it's been a great start for Keaton Anthony here with Jersey Shore, the first baseman out of the University of Iowa.
Pagoya, by the way, could be back with the Blue Claws on active duty, so to speak, beginning in next week, home series against Hudson Valley. And the hope is, according to Greg Brodzinski, that the Bergoy indeed will be back next week. Among all high batters with 70 or more plate appearances, Bergoy ranked first in batting average, on base percentage, and strikeout rate in June, and 8th in slugging percentage. He has really come on. Greg has talked about Keaton Anthony hitting .462. With the Blue Claws, 12 for 26 with 4 multi-hit games, including a 3-hit game. He signed out of Iowa in 2023 after 3 years playing for the Hawkeyes.
Gene Cabrera on the mound for Jersey Shore. He did something that I don't know that I've ever seen a Blue Claws pitcher do. He warmed up without a jersey on. He just wore his red undershirt while he warmed up in the bullpen. Presumably he's put that jersey back on. It is warm. It's in the 80s. It's pretty humid. There is a breeze right now blowing out towards left field. Cabrera, 22-year-old right-handed from Maracay, Venezuela, 4-4, 3.6 ADRA on the year. 71 innings, 59 hits. He's walked 24. He struck out 81. Last time out, had a tough outing against Greensboro. Gave up 6 runs, 5 earned in 4 innings, although pretty much every Blue Claw had a rough go in that series. 2 back. He threw 6 scoreless at Brooklyn on 110 pitches in that ball game. Luke Young, right-hander on the mound for the Blue Rocks tonight. 2-8 with a 4.57 ERA in 14 starts. 69 innings, 67 hits, 20 walks, and 50 strikeouts. Gave up 5 runs in 3 2/3 innings in Hudson Valley last week. Gave up 9 runs in 12 2/3 innings in 2 starts. It's the Blue Claws here, June 11th and 16th. 22-year-old from San Angelo, Texas, went to Midland Junior College in Texas, was an 11th-round pick of the Nationals in 2022. Blue Claws in their home whites today with the special new era 4th of July cap, which is off-white with a navy blue brim and a red, white, and blue surfing crab on the front. Cabrera will throw to Jordan Disson, your battery for tonight, and we'll have the lineup set the first pitch. We come back here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. Watch me.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Ciamparisi. Tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Blue Rocks of Wilmington, Jersey Shore Phillies affiliate. They are 4-8, 42-36. And Wilmington Nationals affiliate, they are 4-7, 35-42. This is the continuation of a series that began Monday in Wilmington. Blue Rocks won on Monday and Tuesday, and the Blue Claws winners last night. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, the Blue Claws tonight hope to continue an early season dominance of Wilmington, which sort of went by the boards earlier this week. Wilmington won 2 out of 3, though the Blue Claws did win last night, snapping a 6-game losing streak. Jersey Shore is 11-4 against Wilmington this year. Before this week, they had swept that 6-game series, you may recall, in Lakewood, May 7th through the 12th, and took 4 of 6, also June 11th to the 16th. The 6-game sweep was, 5 of 6, 6 games, was part of that 11-game home winning streak that the Blue Claws mustered at one point to help push them into first place, however briefly, in the first half. And they'll try to climb back a little closer to the top. As Greg said in the pregame, should Greensboro go on and win the second half, the team that finishes second would go to the playoffs. Blue Claws just 3 games back of second place.
But they haven't played tonight. Well. So you got to start with that.
That's for sure.
Here's the lineup for Wilmington. Philip Glasser leads off in left, and Viandel Pena at second base. And then it's Murphy Staley who plays third and bats third. Jared McKenzie, the right fielder, he'll bat fourth. And Kevin Monte at short. Jose Naranjo is at first base. He will bat sixth. Then Matt Suggs, the catcher. T.J. White is the D.H. He bats eighth. Batting ninth and center is Elijah Nunez. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, Southern Campus. First pitch by Cabrera is grounded to first. Right there is Anthony. Scoops it up, touches up with his left foot. One pitch, one out for Gene Cabrera. In the first is Glasser, who's hitting 316, grounds out. That'll bring up Viandel Pena. First pitch tonight. Right on time at 7:05. Game time temperature is 85 degrees, mostly sunny skies. It is on the humid side, but a little breeze blowing out towards left field. Here's Pena, the second baseman, switch hitter. 279, no homers, 25 runs batted in. Third baseman Zach Arnold even with a bag and a few feet off the line. Keaton Anthony the same at first. Cabrera's second pitch of the night is a ball inside. Plate umpire is Trey Ward. Base umpire is Dylan Holsey. Defensively for the Blue Claws, Marion Boyd in left, Justin Crawford in center, and Troy Schreffler in right. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. Zach Arnold at third, Aiden Miller at short, Eric Brito at second, Keaton Anthony at first, and Jordan Disson is behind the plate. And Cabrera that time misses low for ball two, 2-1. Gina, 22-year-old right-hander out of Maracay, Venezuela. They gave him 6 runs, 5 earned in 4 innings last time out last week against Greensboro. Breaking ball, bounce foul behind home plate. That was last Friday. Two back, though, against Brooklyn on the 19th was maybe his best game of the year. He threw six scoreless innings, threw 110 pitches. Foul tipped, held by Disson, strike three. So Cabrera gets two quick outs, and that'll bring up Murphy Staley, the third baseman. And Gene has thrown 100-plus pitches three times, most recently back on June the 12th. So two out, nobody on for Murphy Staley. He's a right-handed batter. And he's out in front of an off-speed pitch, no balls and a strike. Staley began the year with Wilmington, one of the injured list in late April. Returned on July 1st after a few rehab games. He's 25 years old from Carlsbad, California. And Cabrera misses outside of the breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Staley went to Texas, 10th round pick of the Nationals 2 years ago in 2022. He's 7 for 26. And he's out in front of another changeup there by Cabrera. So he's thrown him three off-speed pitches. And it's no balls, two strikes on Murphy Staley. Gene looking for a 1-2-3 top half of the first inning. And here is the pitch. And it's outside a fastball at 95 miles an hour of that heater from the right hand. Over the count, 2-2. Blue Claws will have Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, and Keaton Anthony atop their batting order. Then we go to the bottom half of the first. Slider, swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to win a 1-2-3 first for Gene Cabrera. Half an inning in the books. It's Wilmington nothing. Blue Claws coming up. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Nah.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Aiden Miller laying it off here for the Blue Claws. We go to the bottom of the first in short town. No score for a 1-2-3 first inning for Gene Cabrera. Miller at short, Justin Crawford in center, Keaton Anthony at first. Then it's Henry Mendez, the DH, Eric Brito at second, and Amarian Boyd at left. Jordan Distance catching, Zach Ronald at third, Troy Schreffler in right. Here is Miller against right-hander Luke Young, and he hits the first pitch deep out in the left center. Back goes Glasser. That's got a chance way back at the wall. Gone, a home run. It hits up top over the 8-foot-high padded wall. It bounces back into play. Miller didn't know it for a second. He does now. He's got his second Blue Claws homer on the first pitch he sees. 1-0, Jersey Shore.
Greg, that was a first ball fastball, 92 miles an hour, and Aiden Miller was all over it. That was pretty much a no doubt about it off the bat.
Well, the only doubt was that it get high enough over the line. Because as
I thought it was going to clear the line.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. There was no doubt about it, but, you know, you never know. That's
would it make the Chick-fil-A fan zone?
No, not quite.
No.
So 1-0 Blue Claws on the Aiden Miller home run. Here's Crawford, and he lines this one in the left field, cutting over glass and left fielder, and has the plate on a bounce, and now it bounces by him. Crawford turns on the jet, sprints into second, and stands there. That'll be a single and an E7 on Philip Glasser. And Luke Young is throwing two pitches, Tony. What do you think the scouting report was?
Maybe jump on the first ball fastball.
It might be. There's Keaton Anthony.
Luke Young, excuse me. Maybe I ought to start Keaton Anthony with a breaking ball here.
Or a ball. And it is a breaking ball. And it is outside the zone. And it is ball one on Keaton. 12 for 26, three RBIs already for Anthony, who just got here. June 26, takes a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. And the count is 1-1. What a start for the right-handed hitting first baseman. He's from Georgia, went to Iowa. Breaking ball, grounded down to third. Bobbled by Staley, picks it up, throws across, not in. Oh, got him. He can't believe it. They call him out. Thought he beat it. So did the crowd. Dylan Holsey is the base umpire, and Anthony is retired. Greg Brodzinski, I don't think, overly thrilled with that close call. No argument. 5-3 on the putout. What a win. I thought he would. What did you think?
Bang, bang. I thought he had it. I thought he was safe. Very close, though. A lot closer than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to beat it out easily after the bobble.
Me too. Fastball to Henry Mendez. Changeup to Henry Mendez. And it's outside. Ball one. Mendez, 239. No homers, 18 RBIs. Crawford leads off second. Single E7. Kept close by the shortstop, Mate. Young deals. Grounded the other way. That's through in the left field. The base hit. Crawford turns around third. He'll score easily. Up within the center fielder, Nunez. He throws it in the second. It's an RBI single for Henry Mendez. And the Blue Claws have a 2-0 lead. So the Blue Claws, who have had success off Luke Young in three starts, 17 innings. He's allowed 14 earned runs coming into tonight. And they have hit three balls very hard. Obviously, Miller hit the home run on the first pitch. Young threw in the bottom of the first inning, but a great start. Two runs, three hits, four batters in for Jersey Shore. Here's Eric Brito, who is back in action tonight, and he bounces this one to short. Could be two. Mate Fields goes to second, one. Pena to first. In time, double play. 6-4-3, side retired. Brito missed a couple of games. Came on as a pinch hitter last night in Wilmington. Grounds out here. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One error, and nobody left. 2-0 Blue Claws to the second. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood on the 4th of July. That means postgame fireworks presented by Camping World. It's been the case for a few years now. We're joined by Frank Davis. Frank, great to see you again. How are you?
Right back at you. Everything's great. How are you
awesome.
Doing?
Here's Jared McKenzie. He is the right fielder. 304, two homers, 10 ribbies, and he gets hit by the first pitch from Cabrera. Goes down to the ground, gets up, and he'll go to first base. So Cabrera had a 1-2-3 first inning, but plunks McKenzie, and he'll go to first with nobody out for Kevin Mate. Frank, tell us what's new in the RV world.
Gosh, everybody, it seems like lately everybody wants a 17-foot trailer. We've got this new one out that's under $15,000, brand new, sleeps six people, and the payment's lower than your cell phone bill. So we can't get enough, to be honest with you.
So you guys are right over there on Route 9, not that far from the stadium, obviously. Here's Kevin Mate hitting .235, a homer and 24 runs batted in. First pitch inside, a breaking ball. The count is 1-0. So I know you have a couple of models out here. What do you have out here at the stadium today?
I've got a 31-foot Class C motorhome by Thor called a Quantum with a bunch of slide-outs, and then a little 14-footer, the total opposite, the smallest camper we sell.
1-0 on Mate, right-handed batter, takes outside 2-0. So you guys had your RV show here in the parking lot in the fall. And, you know, walked around, walked through everything. And, man, you had another one in the spring, too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just naive. I don't know. Here's a high fly ball by Mate, deep to left field. Going back on it, Boyd to the track. Crossing under the track, makes the catch. What a way. That looked like off the bat it might go. It's a fly out, one down for Jose Naranjo, the first baseman. I was surprised the quality of the interior of all these RVs. You can't tell the difference between the quality of the material there, like a house.
No, it really is. There's a lot of the furniture that's used in campers are sold at a lot of furniture stores. So it's not that you're getting less because you're spending a little bit less.
Here's Naranjo, who takes outside of the count, 1-1, no strikes. He's 10 for 43, no homers, 8 RBI since joining the Blue Rocks. He was for the Indians and released playing with their Double-A team in Akron. What would you say to somebody, the 1-0 from Cabrera, breaking ball, pulled foul up first. What would you say to somebody who, you know, might be thinking about it, and, you know, why is now the right time to step into an RV, or at least come by and see and talk about it, and how have they gotten better over the years?
Well, if you're thinking about it, we've got late model pre-owned just to get you in, you know, in the campground and make sure that you like it rather than the investment of a new one.
Swing and a miss, pulls the string, 1-2.
We've got so many campers in stock, new and used, that usually we've got the perfect match for when the customer comes in. We're not missing much, that's for sure. And if we are missing it, we've got 200 other stores that we can grab from.
1-2 on Naranjo, and that's low from Cabrera. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at first and 1 out, runner in the second. 2-0 Blue Claws on the home run by Aiden Miller. And then the RBI single by Henry Mendez in the bottom of inning number one. Talking with Frank Davis from Camping World in Lakewood over on Route 9, sponsor of tonight's 4th of July festivities here at Shoretown Ballpark. Breaking ball, slider low, and the count 3-2. What's your most popular model or range of model?
Most popular seller is a 27-foot bunkhouse with a slide-out room that sleeps 8 people comfortably, air conditioning, awning, microwaves.
Throwing it first, not in time.
All the goodies, not missing a thing.
So I buy an RV. What do I do with it?
You got options. You could either pull it. You could either tell us where you'd like it, and we deliver it for free within 200 miles.
Runner goes, pitch low, ball 4. So the 3-2 misses, and that'll put runners at first and second with 1 out and bring up Matt Suggs. No, I meant... What do I do? What am I now open to doing Like, I could see the country. What do people do?
All the luxuries, you know, a lot of people love hotel rooms, that kind of thing, but they just can't stand it anymore. It got old.
Yeah.
You want to see everywhere, you know, where the hotels aren't, such as tailgating a baseball game.
I know a friend of mine has one. Here's Matt Suggs, who takes outside in a little low, one ball, no strikes. Has one that they decked out in all Eagles gear, and they tailgate all the Eagle games with that.
Yeah, man. No, you can hit the beach, you can hit the mountains. You know, there's campgrounds everywhere, and if you like getting out into the mountains.
Slider, swing and a miss, 1-1.
You can go up to Sussex County in New Jersey. It's not like you have to travel so far to see beautiful God's country.
How did you get into the RV business as opposed to the car business?
Well, my father actually, we camped when I was a kid, and my father...
1-1. Popped up very high right side of the infield. That'll be an infield fly. And both umpires make the call. The second baseman, Brito, makes the catch. Batter was out anyway. Two down for the DH, TJ White. Go ahead.
So my father got in the camping business in 1976, and then I started selling campers in 1986 when I was a junior in high school. And I've done it since for...
Wow,
38 years.
Almost 40 years.
Yeah, man. No regrets. I love it. I love the people. I love the whole concept of a different way to vacation. And people just, it's an addicting thing. It's a lifestyle.
TJ White, the batter, switch hitter, batting left. First and second, and he takes a changeup outside. There's a great book called Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer. Ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so... That's an Alabama football fan saying, and a guy bought an RV, the writer, he wrote for the New York Times, his name was Warren St. John, and he bought an RV for the sole purpose of writing this book, and he ingrained himself in the Alabama RV tailgating community and drove around the South to every Alabama football game one fall and wrote about it, and it's so good. And bouncer found two balls in his strike. So if you're a football fan and an RV fan, I would recommend.
I can tell you the two usually go together.
Yeah.
When you're out tailgating and there's campers everywhere, it's everybody's got the common ground of, you know, having all the utilities in the parking lot and the toilets and everything else and the refrigerators or just getting in where it's warm some days.
Throw behind the runner at second and out in time. With two out here, just want to make sure we touch on everything. Give us an idea of what kind of amenities the typical RV has nowadays.
Just about every camper I sell has air conditioning, awning, TV antenna, microwave, stereo, sometimes outside stereos.
2-1 as a backdoor slider in there for a called strike.
Outside televisions, some have satellite dishes, washer dryers, some have dishwashers. So we're definitely not roughing it at Camping World, that's for sure. It's against everything we believe in.
2-2 on White with 2-1. 2-0 Blue Claws. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Another changeup, got him. And that retires the side. Three strikeouts for Gene Cabrera. No runs, no hits. A walk, a hit batsman, and two left. Frank Davis of Camping World, campingworld.com. And visit Frank on Route 9 at Camping World of Lakewood. Great to see you, sir.
Right back at you. Have fun.
2-0 Blue Claws, bottom two, Valley Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's-health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Ed and Miller hit a first pitch on the first pitch home run in the bottom of the first inning. What will the Marion Boyd do with the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning? 2-0 Jersey Shore. Henry Mendez added an RBI single as well for the Blue Claws. Here's a Marion Boyd, 227 home run and 21 runs batted in. Right-handed pitcher is Luke Young, and he makes his fourth start against Jersey Shore. Breaking ball in there for a call and strike. 14 earned runs in 17 innings coming into today. So Blue Claws have had some success against them. They've had more already. One of the runs earned, one unearned, as Boyd swings through a curveball from Young in the count, nothing in two. Justin Crawford had singled to get on base, advanced to second on an error on the left fielder, Philip Glasser. So that run, Crawford ended up coming around to score, but his run was unearned. 0-2 to Boyd is in the dirt. Boyd hitting .299 since June 7th, and he's got his average up from a little bit below 200 to .227 in the last 4 weeks. Jordan Disson on deck, and then Zach Arnold against Young from Midland College in Texas, and Boyd lays off a curveball there, missing down to the dirt, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Gene Cabrera did a nice job getting out of that jam in the top of the second inning. Usually you walk a guy, hit a batter, it's really inviting trouble, but he got through it.
2-2, and Boyd, big cut, tips and fell. Count is still 2 balls, 2 strikes, and that, I think, caught the catcher, Sunks.
Greg, Jordan Disson in the on-deck circle probably can't wait to get in the batter's box against Luke Young. Disson has 2 home runs against Young this year. 2 of his team-leading 9 homers.
Crowd still filing in to Shoretown Ballpark on a beautiful 4th of July. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing at him. It's got him strike 3. First strikeout for Young, and that'll bring up the catcher, Jordan Disson, who's got 9 homers, hitting .201 on the year. 9 homers, 28 runs batted in for Disson. Out of Malvern Prep. Last week, got to play against his high school teammate, Lonnie White Jr., who had a good series for Greensboro. But then again, I guess all of Greensboro had a good series that week, as Disson swings and misses. Count nothing in one. Jersey Shore dropped 8 out of 10 coming into today. Outscored 82-35 in those 10 games. But so far, so good tonight. Disson with an open stance to the right side. Curveball again from Young is low. And it's a ball and a strike on Disson. Wind blowing out towards center and left center here this evening. Miller's homer, a line drive, 106 off the bat. Got above the 8-foot-high padded wall for a home run in the first inning. Not wind-aided at all, just hit a screamer. And that curveball is low, 2-1. His home run, 106. And then Crawford's single was at 105 miles an hour. And the 2-1 coming to Disson is way outside, ball 3. And the count, 3-1. Blue Claws up 2-0, 2 runs, 3 hits in the first. They dropped the first 2 in Wilmington, 1 last night, 8-4. 3-1 pitch is in the dirt, a curveball, ball 4. So Disson aboard in the free pass. He sprints out of first as the ball got by the catcher, Suggs. And Jordan will stay put there. Runner at first, 1 out for Zach Arnold, the right-handed hitting Jersey Shore third base, but hitting .216, 2 homers and 22 runs batted in. Right-handed batter from Temecula, California. It's Arnold. That walk was brought to you by P.C. Richard & Son, friendly, knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery, guaranteed lowest prices. Company you can trust since 1909. And the first pitch up and outside. And the count 1-0. Zach had 3 hits in the 3 games in Wilmington. 2 two-hit games. Runner goes. Little flare, shallow right center. Down base hit. Disson turns around second, heads into third, and Greg Rodzinski with a perfectly called hit and run and executed to perfection by Zach Arnold. And the Claws have runners at first and third with one away.
Well, things are going well for Jersey Shore when they had that 11-game winning streak and took over first place for a bit in the first half. Things like that were almost commonplace. Everything seemed to be going right for Jersey Shore for a stretch there. And so far, everything going right here tonight. As the number nine hitter, Troy Schreffler, stands in.
With a chance to extend this 2-0 lead. First and third, one out. And the pitch is a curveball high for a strike to the Harrisburg native. Right-handed batter. Infield back, try to turn two. Curveball skied in the air into center. Medium depth. Nunez drifts back, makes the catch. Disson tags, and he's coming home. Throw is on a hop and late. Disson scores standing up. Sack flying an RBI for Troy Schreffler. And Jersey Shore's lead is 3-0 here in the second.
Good job there by Schreffler making contact, sending it just deep enough. And Nunez's throw was on a hop but late. Again, everybody scouts everybody, and they know the arms out there. Coaching and third, Greg Budzinski, confident that Disson, the catcher, would get home okay on that fly ball, and he did.
Here's Miller, who lines one towards left center. Glasser in and over the left fielder. Goes to a knee to make the catch, and then retires the side. Miller's hit the ball hard. Well, really hard once. Reasonably hard twice on the only two pitches that he's seen. Jersey Shore extends the lead. One run, one hit, and one left. We've played two full, 3-0 Blue Claws. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
So Gene Cabrera has a 3-0 lead to work with as we head into the top half of the third. Elijah Nunez, Philip Glasser, and Vandel Pena. Left-handed hitter here is Nunez, who takes a strike. 9-for-59 in 22 games with Wilmington. No homers, 3 ribbies, and 10 steals. Third baseman is Arnold. He's even with the bag. Time called by the plate umpire, Trey Ward. And they're looking out of the left field. Looks like some toy ball of some kind got into left field on the warning track, and Marion Boyd had to go grab it. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And the changeup from Gina, the count 0-2. A lot of changeup tonight from Cabrera. Tony seems to be working. And here's the 0-2 pitch. And that is a little high. And it's 1-2.
Gene throws hard enough, 93, 94, 95, to make that 85, 86 changeup effective.
And the 1-2, swing and a miss, another changeup, and he got him strike three, 4 strikeouts for Cabrera. They're brought to you by Manhattan Bagel, the best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. There's Philip Glasser, the left fielder, who grounded out his first time on the first pitch he saw. Pitch by Cabrera here. It's another changeup, but it's outside. One ball and no strikes. Anthony and Arnold both even with the bag at third. Shortstop Aiden Miller up near the bag at second. Curveball to Glasser in there for a strike. Glasser was hitting in the 340s when Wilmington was here not that long ago. 314 right now. 10th round pick out of Indiana last year. And he hits this one on the ground. The first pick nicely to the glove side by the right-handed first baseman, Anthony. And he steps on the bag for out number two. So a lot of first base is made easier by being a left-handed player, but not that play. Down the line and the glove side scoop by Keaton.
Yeah, he looked very polished on that play.
Here he has a lot of the same movements and mannerisms of Alec Bowman.
A big guy.
And they're
like kind
of the same build, yeah, too. And they both have long hair. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Yeah. Called strike to Pena. And the count, nothing in one. Pena struck out swinging his first time. Cabrera yet to allow a hit. And swing and a miss. He struck out four, walked one, hit one. In the bottom of the third, it'll be Crawford, Anthony, and Mendez. 2-3-4 for Jersey Shore. Luklaus up 3-0 here, top of the third. And that one is outside. Another changeup. One ball, two strikes from Cabrera. So these teams will play tomorrow and Saturday. And then another series in Wilmington in August. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chased one outside. Another changeup. Strike three. Five strikeouts through three scoreless for Gene Cabrera. And the Rocks go in order in the third. Bottom three. 3-0 Blue Claws. Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch.
Justin Crawford leading it off for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the third. And the Blue Claws have a 3-0 lead. Aiden Miller a home run. Henry Mendez an RBI single in the first. And Troy Schreffler with a sacrifice fly in the bottom half of the second. First pitch is inside to Crawford, a left-handed batter, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Not too many teams get to have two futures gamers hit 1-2 in their order, as the Blue Claws do. Tony, that one is low 2-0. Did you see the video that the Phillies put out with Greg Brodzinski talking to the two of them and told them how, that they made the futures game?
I did, and I recommend it to everybody. Great piece of work.
2-0 on Crawford. And he lines one into center. Nunez coming on, can't get it. Bounces in front for another base hit. Justin, who had two hits last night and three hits on Monday, is 2-for-2 and 7-for-15 in the series. He had been 7 for his previous 43. before this series began on Monday in Delaware. Here's Keaton Anthony Crawford, 26 stolen bases, including two last night. So he's obviously a major threat to steal. Go to first, and he's back in.
Greg Crawford began the night with 78 hits, tied him with two others for the league lead in that department. Now, of course, he has collected numbers 79 and 80.
And there's a called strike. And that breaking ball is a little bit low to Keaton Anthony. And it's 1-1. Do you give him a pitch or two to try to get the move?
Yeah, I would. And
I guess he's given him two so far.
Anthony is a guy that looks like...
Throw to first, and not in time.
He has really good control of the bat. Maybe give him another one.
Big hole on the right side with the second baseman Pena up near the bag of the first baseman Arano holding the runner on. And he lifts this one down first and foul onto the concourse at a play.
Greg, the Blue Claws have had their problems stealing, though, against this catching tandem of Wilmington.
11 for 24. For a team that's, over 70% stealing bases on this season. 11 for 24 against Wilmington this season. And Marion Boyd himself is 0 for 5 against Wilmington stealing bases this year. And here's a drive out in the right center by Anthony. McKenzie cutting over, will not get it. Base hit, lands in front of the track. Up with it, McKenzie, the right fielder. Crawford goes to third and stops there. It's a double for Anthony. And Jersey Shore has runners at second and third with still nobody out. Crawford had to wait just to make sure that ball dropped in. And then Greg Rodzinski didn't want to take too many chances here with nobody out in the inning. But another hard hit ball by Keaton Anthony, who is now 13 for 28 with Jersey Shore. Infield in for the Blue Rocks, and a pitch to Henry Mendez. Hard grounder up the middle, past the dive of Pena out in the center, a base hit. Crawford scores, Anthony around third, he'll score. Throw into second from Nunez, and standing at first with a two-run single is Henry Mendez. He's driven in three, and the Blue Claws have a 5-0 lead.
For a team that has been falling behind a lot during the recent losing skid and not scoring, obviously, as many runs as they would have liked, Blue Claws have pounced on Luke Young, and have really hit him hard every time that he has pitched against Jersey Shore this season.
Mendez had one multi-hit game from May 29th through Tuesday, and he has two in a row now. And that ball was 106 off the bat from Henry Mendez to give Jersey Shore a 5-0 lead.
Now the Phillies traded for him in the Oliver Dunn deal that sent the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pig from last year out to Milwaukee.
That is a done deal.
Very good.
Breaking ball to Eric Brito down and outside. One ball, no strikes. So three hits in the inning already for Jersey Shore. All hard hit balls. Crawford, Anthony, and Mendez. We told you Mendez's was 106. Crawford's was, Anthony's was 96. Here's another base hit by Brito out into right, left field. Mendez stops at second. Brito supported first. And first and second, nobody out for Imari and Boyd. And Crawford's was 104. So, and Brito's was 101. So, Blue Claws have just teed off here on Luke Young. They have 8 hits. And I want to say, Tony, at least 6 of them have been 100-plus miles an hour off the bat.
Yeah, and his last two starts, against Jersey Shore on the 16th, 16th of June, he ran 6 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned runs. Blue Claws won that 6-1. June 11th at Jersey Shore, went to 6 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. Blue Claws won that 5-4. Jordan Disson, who was in the on-deck circle, homered off in each game. came in tonight with an ERA of 4.57. The league was hitting 262 against him, and he had been raked for 12 home runs. So Blue Claws have hit him hard, but they're not the only team to have done that.
Here's a Marion Boyd, who struck out swinging his first time. Third baseman and everybody else back. Fastball on the outside corner at 91, a strike, 0-1. Boyd, Disson, and Arnold for Jersey Shore. Four straight hits to start this inning. Blue Claws have sent 14 men to the plate, 8 hits. Here's a liner the other way, leaping grab by Pena, and he robs Boyd of Jersey Shore's 9th hit of this game. Great play by Pena, and the runner's able to scamper back. Mendez to second and Brito to first.
Yeah, that was ticketed for right center field and probably would have played it, the runner at second, easily. And Brito would have gone to third. So first and second, one out, and here is Young's nemesis, Jordan Disson, at the plate.
Who walked his first time. Disson has 2 homers off Young this year. Curveball outside, 1-0. Jordan's got 9 to lead the team. 6 of those 9 have come since May 31st. So the last, call it, 5 weeks. And that one is in there for a strike of an ace. 1-1 on Jordan. There was a nice tweet I saw today. One of Jordan's high school teachers went to see him last night in Wilmington.
Oh, nice.
Jordan went to Malvern Prep outside of Philly. 1-1 on Disson with 2 on. And he hits a hard ground ball. That's a base hit out in the left field. Mendez being waved around third. Up with the Glasser. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time. Mendez scores standing up. And on the throw, Brito goes to third. Disson goes to second. Jordan Chattaribbe single. And the Claws have a 6-0 lead.
Well, big night for Disson here. A walk out, an RBI single. And the Blue Claws continue to pepper away here. Right-hander Luke Young.
5 hits in the inning, 9 in the game. And at some point, and some point is now, Wilmington is going to have to get somebody up in the bullpen. Here's right-handed hitting Arnold, who singled his first time. Infield comes in again, and the fastball is on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1. Right-handed batter from the University of Houston, and he hits a chopper up third foul. And into the third base, Camerwell. It's no balls and 2 strikes on Zach with Troy Schreffler, who had that sacrifice fly in the on-deck circle for the Blue Claws. So 0-2 here on Arnold, who had a hit in each of the 3 games in Wilmington. He played second base a couple of times there, too. Third tonight, and a curveball's outside. When Eric Brito was out, he missed a couple of games down in Wilmington. They put Arnold at second. But now he's back in his usual spot at third with Brito back in the lineup. 1-2 on Arnold. And the pitch is a curveball lined into left field. Glasser coming on, can't get it. Drops in front of him, base hit. Brito scores, and the throw comes all the way through. Brito is basically tagging up, but has no trouble. Coming home, Ribby single for Zach Arnold, and it's now 7-0 Jersey Shore. They have 4 in the inning on 6 hits. The only out was a 100-mile-an-hour screamer by Boyd that required a leaping catch by the second baseman, Pena, and here's Troy Schreffler.
Well, usually when a team gets 6 hits in an inning, there's bound to be 1 or 2, you know, bleeders and bloops. But these have all been line shots, and the one out, as Greg described, was another line drive.
Here's Schreffler, and he hits a high fly ball foul down first, out of play. Luke Young must want to just find any other team to play except... except this one. And that one is on the outside corner for a strike. So he's now allowed 21 runs against the Blue Claws. This is his 20th inning against them this season. Young from the belt for the 0-2, and a bouncer down third foul behind Disson, and it's still no balls and two strikes.
Well, normally when a game is played on Tuesday, Young would be the Sunday starter. But there will be no...
Well, today's Thursday.
Right. That's right, today's Thursday anyway. you know what? Okay, yeah.
Oh, two, lifted foul. Yeah, so obviously most of these series go Tuesday to Sunday.
I'm thinking this is Tuesday.
So right? The last time Wilmington was here, June 11th through 16th, Young started the Tuesday game and then came back and pitched the Sunday game, the sixth game of the series. But he's starting the first game of this half series.
On Thursday.
But he's not pitching Saturday, thankfully, for him, I guess. 0-2 on Schreffler. Breaking ball skied down the right field line, slicing out of play into the first base picnic area, and the count is 0-2. 7 runs, 10 hits. No errors for Jersey Shore. A football line. Right?
Yeah.
0-2 again. Pitch on the way. High and inside, a fastball. And it's 1-2 on the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania product, Troy Schreffler.
We'll see if Aiden Miller gets another shot.
Well, he will barring a double play. And the Blue Claws bullpen is Gene Cabrera, the starter, just trying to stay loose. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, dribbled foul. Got a piece, stays alive. It's 1-2. Still on Schreffler. Home whites for Jersey Shore, road grays for Wilmington. And the 1-2 again. Fastball grounded to short. This could be two. Mate Fields bobbles it. Gets it to second. One. No play at first. And a run scored. Would they have gotten two? I don't know. But they would have had a chance at it. Mate's bobble costs him. And Disson comes in to score. So he has 6-4 fielder's choice and an RBI for Troy Schreffler. And Jersey Shore has an 8-0 lead.
Yeah, Schreffler runs pretty well. It might have been a bang-bang play at first.
Well, here's Miller, who swung on the first pitch both times. So... homer and a fly out to left. And the first pitch on the way, breaking ball, that's in there for a called strike. And the count is 0-1 on Aiden, headed to the MLB Futures game, which is a week from Sunday in Arlington, Texas. 0-1 the count. Curveball outside from Young, and it's 1-1. He hit a first pitch fastball, and I should say he absolutely drilled the first pitch fastball just below the Chick-fil-A fan zone in left center. 1-1, and that's outside. 2-1. We have to tell Tony a little bit later on a 4th of July story about a ball that was hit out to that Chick-fil-A fan zone, although it wasn't called it at the time, by Travis Moose Mater, and it might have been the toughest official scoring break in baseball history. Here's the 3-1 coming to Miller. Fastball got under it. Pops it up on the right side. Pena, the second baseman on the outfield grass. He is there and makes the grab to retire the side. Blue Claws, though, send 9 men to the plate. And they score 5 runs on 6 hits. There were no errors and 1 left. So we go to the fourth. It's 8-0. Jersey Shore on Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Happy fourth, all Blue Claws. Here's Tony.
And the first pitch by Gene Cabrera. Bounce to third. Long, strong throw by Arnold. Retires Staley on one pitch to begin the top of the fourth inning. Jersey Shore with 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. No runs, no hits. One error for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Gene Cabrera has struck out 5, he has walked 1 and hit a batter. And the pitch home to Jared McKenzie, number 4 in the Blue Rocks order tonight, is ball 1. McKenzie was hit by a pitch to begin the second inning, and Cabrera quickly deals that slow, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes on McKenzie. His 23rd game with Wilmington. He's out of Baylor University, called Strike. Fifth round pick in 2022. Played 3 years at Baylor, a career 346 hitter for the Bears. Swings and misses, and it's 2-2. Played parts of 3 seasons. The 346 average, the third best in school history. In the 3 years, had 21 homers and 91 runs batted in for Baylor. Here he takes outside, and the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out. Nobody on here in the top of the fourth. Jersey Shore out in front, 10-0. And Cabrera, the 22-year-old, deals, and it's bounced in front of the plate, foul. And the count is 3-2. Coming into the inning, Cabrera had thrown 24 pitches, 15 for strikes. And the 22-year-old from Venezuela winds and deals. Swing at a foul tip held on to by Disson. Strike 3. 6 strikeouts now for Cabrera. Blue Claws strikeouts brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in the store every day the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here was a number 16 prospect in the national system, Kevin Made. And the first pitch from Cabrera is over for strike 1. Here's the next one. That misses low. It's 1 ball and 1 strike on Made, who flew out to deep left field. That was the best hit ball of the night by Wilmington. Made's last plate appearance takes a called strike. Trey Ward calling balls and strikes tonight. Dylan Hulsey is manning the bases. Full motion windup by Cabrera. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 7 strikeouts now for Gene Cabrera. And Wilmington goes 1-2-3 in the fourth. We go to the bottom half. It's 10-0 Jersey Shore on MILB TV, Valley Live on BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
I got to the bottom of the fourth inning. Let's correct the score here. It's 8 runs for Jersey Shore. The 10 is the hits. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 0-0 and 1 for Wilmington. And Justin Crawford, with 2 hits already tonight. And he faces a new pitcher. And this is Marlon Perez, a 5'10 lefty from Havana, Cuba. And Crawford fouls it back. And the snowball's on 2 strikes. Crawford began the night 8th and hitting at 286. As we noted before, tied for the league lead in hits with 78. Now he has 80 as he takes wide for a ball. He's also up there in steals. He's 8th in the league in steals with 26. And he and Amarian Boyd have been caught the most times attempting to steal with one more player. They've both been caught 8 times. Crawford lifts it high to left field toward the line, drifting into foul ground as the third baseman, and the shortstop ranges over into the bullpen, Made, to make a fine lunging catch. And Crawford is retired for the first time tonight. So here is Keaton Anthony, who has continued his personal hit parade tonight. Doubled last at bat. He grounded out his first time up. And Anthony swings and golfs it high in the air, pretty deep to right center field. A long run for the right fielder, and the center fielder onto the track and run down out there by the center fielder Nunez. Anthony gave it a ride to the deepest part of the ballpark. And in a few ballparks around the league, would have been big-time trouble, but Nunez got to it as he approached the warning track in deep right center. Here is Henry Mendez, who is 2-for-2 with 3 runs batted in tonight. That was all off the starter, Luke Young. Now he faces the lefty Perez and takes a strike. It's nothing and one. Luklas have not been retired in order tonight. First two have been set down here in the bottom of the fourth by Perez, trying to restore some order here for Wilmington. 2 outs, nobody on. 8-0 Jersey Shore. Here's the next one, and Mendez checks his swing. Did he go? He did, says the base umpire Hulsley, and the side is retired. Nothing across for Jersey Shore. We go to the fifth. It is 8-0 Blue Claws on MLB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
you may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamboree, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Gene Cabrera has not allowed a hit. Faces 6, 7, and 8. And Joe Naranjo bounces one to Keaton Anthony at first. He fields it smoothly and puts to Cabrera, covering one pitch, one swing, and one away here in the top of the fifth inning. Cabrera has gone 6-plus innings 7 times this year and 7 innings twice. There is Matt Suggs, the catcher, and he takes one down the pike, a strike. It's nothing at one on Suggs. 0 for 1, popped to second his first time up. The pitch to the plate, swing and a miss, chased a breaking ball. And it's nothing and two. Back on June 12th versus Wilmington, Cabrera struck out a career-high 14. Second most Ks in the game in Blue Claws history. Here's the 0-2. Fastball rockets in high. And it's one ball and two strikes on Suggs. North Carolina Wilmington product. And the pitch to him. That's in the dirt. Slider. And it's 2-2. Suggs, a 24-year-old. Matt signed him back in 2022. Appearing in his 29th game for the Blue Rocks. Cabrera winds and deals. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, making 8 strikeouts for the Venezuelan right-hander, and that's 2 gone here in the top of the 5th inning. There is a switch hitting number 25 prospect in the national system, T.J. White. He struck out his first at bat. Stands in from the left side and takes it low for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes on T.J. White. Cabrera quickly back in action, throws inside. Blue Claws have had 16 games this year where their starting pitcher has thrown at least 6 innings. Cabrera leads that department with 6. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Sam Aldegari is next with 5, and Braden Fosnot has 4. Iverson Castellano has the other one. And the pitch to White takes it on the letters, and it's 2-2. On White. 20-year-old, the pitch to him, that's low and away, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera has struck out 8. He has walked 1 and hit a batter. He has not allowed a base hit. 3 balls and 2 strikes on T.J. White. Here it is, swung on, fouled straight back, and the count holds at 3-2. White will turn 21 on July 23rd. Here's the pitch to him. Swinging a high fly ball, pretty deep center field. Crawford going back, approaching the warning track, appears to have room, leaps, and makes the catch. Boy, he just had enough room. As he ran onto the warning track, Justin Crawford leaped in the air and plucked it out of the ozone, backhanded above his head, and that retires the side on a fine catch by Crawford. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 8-0 Jersey Shore on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long.
Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Eric Rito begins the bottom of the fifth inning for Jersey Shore. 5, 6, and 7 for the Blue Claws. Rito takes low and inside from Marlon Perez. It's 1-0. Rito with a single last at bat, extended his hitting streak to 10 games. Perez, a lefty from Cuba, and it's a foul back on the screen. And it's 1-1. This is the 23rd game for Perez. 1-1, a 6.67 earned run average. And the pitch to the plate is low and inside. 27 innings, 28 hits. Struck out 34 in 27 innings. Walked 19, league hitting .269 against him, 4 home runs. And the count now 3-0 on Eric Brito. The pitch home is swung on. Check that, it was 3-1, and he fouls it back. It's 3-2. Coming up in the sixth inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Phillies were beaten in Chicago today, 10-2. As Christopher Sanchez was lifted in the fifth inning. Phillies now head to Atlanta for 3 games against the second-place Braves. Here's the 3-2. Brito reaches out and fouls it. Back and out of play. Insurance Office of America insures business in our area for property, general liability, employee benefits. For personal service, call Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900, Insurance Office of America. And Brito takes ball 4 to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. Had a little trouble getting all this equipment off here. Now jogs down to first. Here's a Marion Boyd who struck out and lined to second on a tremendous backhand catch by Pena, the second baseman, last time up. Swings, and he drives it deep into right center field. Long run for the center fielder toward the gap. Can't get it. Base hit. Brito on his way to third. He will be held up there. Steaming into second is Boyd with his first hit of the night. And the Blue Claws have runners at second and third with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the hits just keep coming. Well, Greg, this is sort of the Greensboro series, albeit one game, in reverse.
Polar opposite.
Yes.
Polar opposite.
Yeah. When Greensboro was here last time, they were jumping out on Jersey Shore early and kept pounding them for 3 straight games. Since that's the first game of this 3-game set here in Shoretown. Jordan Disson takes a Perez fastball for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Infield comes in, second and third, nobody out. Brito at third, and Boyd at second.
Blue Claws have 23 hits in a game this year.
High and away.
That was that game in Greensboro on June 9th when they scored 18 runs. That's their season high. and tied the franchise record. So they're at 11 now in the fifth, and theoretically there won't be a bottom of the ninth, so they still got a long way to go for that.
Disson swings and misses, chased a high fastball. It's 2-1. Brito at third, Boyd at second, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-0 Jersey Shore. Niklas finally snapped that six-game losing streak last night at Wilmington, now trying to touch off a winning streak. Swinging a foul straight back. And ball bounces back from the press level down into the lower bowl. And the count on Jordan is even at, I'm sorry, is 1-2 on the Jersey Shore catcher. Fastball high. And it's 2-2. Jersey Shore got 2 in the first, 1 in the second, and batted around and scored 5 in the third. Nissen twirls the bat, cocks it, and the pitch. High, fastball, and it's 3-2. Perez had a terrific year last year at Wilmington. He went 7-1. Not having as good fortune this season. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased an off-speed delivery. And Disson strikes out. That's one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So here is Zach Arnold, who is 2-for-2 with an RBI. Single to right in the second. Single home a run in the 5-run third. That was against the starter, Luke Young. Right-hand batter against the lefty Perez. The pitch is a fastball outside. It's 1-0. Perez fastball right around 90 miles an hour. Runners at second and third, one out, bottom of the fifth. The pitch. That's low and in. And it's 2-0 on Zach at 225, two homers and 23 runs batted in. And of the University of Houston, 23 years old, is Zach Arnold. The pitch. Swing, ground ball, past the mound, toward the middle, through the middle, base hit. Brito scores. Heading home is Boyd. He will score. It's a two-run single for Zach Arnold. And now the Blue Claws lead it 10-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
And Arnold is 3-for-3. And he, like Henry Mendez, has driven in 3 runs as well.
Well, there's the two guys in Mendez and Arnold who you'd like to see really get hot here in the second half. That's Troy Schreffler in a sacrifice fly and knocked in a run with an infield out. Stands in, the number 9 hitter in the Jersey Shore lineup. Aiden Miller on deck. And the crowd definitely into it. The pitch to Troy is across for a strike. It's 0-1. Brito walked. Boyd doubled. After Disson struck out, Arnold singled home both. The pitch, swing, fly ball, shallow right toward the line. Right fielder McKenzie digging toward the line. In fair ground, makes the catch. 2 down. So here's Aiden Miller. First pitch he saw in the bottom of the first inning, he unloaded a 94-mile-an-hour fastball against the brick facing above the 8-foot-high home run line in left field for his second Jersey Shore home run, his second in his career. Fastball outside to the Phillies' number 2 prospect. Since then, he has lined to left and popped to second. The pitch to Miller. Swing, high fly ball. Fairly well hit to right. McKenzie has plenty of room, though, in front of the track. Waits, makes the play, and the side is retired. The Jersey Shore puts 2 more runs across. They do it on 2 hits. No errors, and they leave a man. Greg, back with you in the sixth. We've gone through 5. It's 10-0 Jersey Shore on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jake Cabrera back out there for the top half of the sixth inning. It's been all Blue Claws tonight. They lead it 10-0. And even if they only let it, you know, say 2-0, they would feel fine the way Cabrera has thrown. He's been tremendous. He has struck out 8 over 5 scoreless and hitless innings on the first pitch. A slider outside of Elijah Nunez. 1-1. Nunez struck out swinging in the third, 0-1. He'll be followed by the leadoff batter, Philip Glasser, and the two-hitter, Vandel Pena. And a breaking ball there inside, 2-0. Cabrera trying to get through the sixth inning for the seventh time this season. That would extend his own team lead. Sam Aldegari's done it 5 times. Fastball inside, and 3-0 here on Elijah Nunez. Cabrera has had 4-1-2-3 innings. Both base runners against him came in the second. A hit batsman at a walk. 3-0, get me over. Fastball does just that. It's snubbing at 1. 10 runs, 12 hits. For the Blue Claws, no runs, no hits, and 1 error for the Blue Rocks, who will go to the bullpen in the bottom of the inning. And that fastball at the knees called strike 3-2 on Elijah Nunez. 23rd game with Wilmington. He's 9 out of 60. .150. Coming into the day, left-handed batter. And a payoff from Cabrera. Swung on a miss. The changeup got him strike 3. So he fell behind 3-0, Tony. He threw 2 get-me-over fastballs and then pulled the string and gets his 9th strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Philip Glasser, who has grounded out twice to Keaton Anthony at first. And he takes Anthony's a changeup 0-1.
Now, Glasser, a dangerous hitter, probably the best hitter in the lineup now for Wilmington.
0-1 is inside. 1-1-1.
Dylan Lyle, an outfielder, was a top 10 prospect for the Nationals, was recently promoted to Double-A Altoona.
Check swing, and he went around. 1-2, Double-A Harrisburg.
Double-A Harrisburg, yeah. I'm thinking of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Nats are in Fredericksburg, Wilmington, Harrisburg, and Rochester. They're top prospect and one of the top 5 prospects in all of baseball, James Wood, an outfielder who was here with Wilmington last year, was promoted to the big leagues this week. Here's the 1-2, and outside a fastball from Gene at 94, and the count is 2-2. Cabrera's at only 75 pitches, been very efficient. Here's the 2-2, slow bouncer, foul hit. Glasser in the box, so foul ball, 2-2. Nice crowd on a beautiful night, the 4th of July, 248 years ago, the birth of the country. And the 2-2 is punched up third foul. The celebrations, Tony, that we'll see 2 years from now are going to be out of this world. 4th yeah. of July 2026 for the 250th birthday. There's the 2-2. And that's low, 3-2. Phillies will host the MLB All-Star game that year. not on the 4th, but I think it's the 14th or something. The World Cup, I think there's a game in Philly on July 4th. 3-2 on Glasser. And a hard grounder up first, but fell. Of course, Blue Claws game that night as well.
Wouldn't be official without a Blue Claws game.
Yeah. Man. I don't know if it'll be. Obviously, I don't know if it'll be the third or the fourth or whatever, but yes. They'll be playing somewhere. 3-2 on Glasser. Well, they're looking for their first hit. One out in the sixth. And a little bouncer over the mound. Miller charges near the bag, gloves it, bobbles it, throws. Safe. That should be an error on Miller. And it is E6 on Miller. That'll keep the no-hitter going at least. He made the play, Tony, crossing over in front of second base, but then just couldn't get out of his glove. And an E6 on Miller. So that'll bring up Pena, the second baseman. Blue Claws took a no-hitter into the seventh inning in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago. George Claussen threw 5 no-hit innings in that game. And then Jack Dallas gave up an infield base hit on a chopper similar to that one over the mound. Here's Pena, and he lays off a slider. 1 ball, no strikes. I don't know if this would be Cabrera's last inning. He's pitched 7 innings, or he's pitched into the 7th inning this season. He's pitched 7 innings completely twice. That one high and tight, 2-0. So we'll see, but obviously it's been another great outing for the young right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela, just 22 years old. 2-0 the count, and that is in there for a strike. So this is actually Gavin Dugas, who is pinch hitting here apparently for Pena. My mistake. So Dugas batting for Pena, right-handed hitter. And he hits a broken bat, one hopper to Arnold in third. Goes to second. There's one on to first, not in time. Brito threw a fastball to Anthony at first, but Dugas legs it out. So that's a 5-4 fielder's choice. Two away, and it brings up Murphy Staley, the third baseman. So Cabrera Tony at 84 pitches now. My guess is he's going to start the seventh, right?
If all goes well here, I would think so, yes.
He'll pitch next week against Hudson Valley. Then you have the All-Star break, so everybody will get extra time off. Breaking ball, that's low to Staley. The count, 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy Staley from the University of Texas, 10th round pick 2 years ago, 0-2, and 7-28 with the Blue Rocks. 1 ball, no strikes. And Cabrera's pitch is pulled softly foul, third base side. 1 ball, 1 strike on Staley. Blue Claws at the bottom of the sixth. They'll face a new pitcher. They'll have the 2-3-4 hitters coming up in Crawford, Anthony, and Mendez. 1-1. And a liner up third. 1-2. So Cabrera looking for strikeout number 10. As Tony said, he struck out as many as 14 in a game this season. That was against Wilmington. There's the 1-2 slider. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike 3. 10 for Cabrera. He gets the double digits as he fans Staley to retire the side. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Blue Claws lead it 10-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Dustin Crawford leading off here for Jersey Shore. And Wilmington has a new pitcher in the ballgame, and that is right-hander Wander Arias, 6'4", 230 pounds. Marlon Perez went two innings and allowed two runs on two hits. So Crawford steps in. He has two hits today, 2-for-3. 7-for-16 in the series. And that's a slider low. One ball, no strikes. And we're going to define series, Tony, as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Wilmington, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday here in Lakewood. And that one is Anthony's. It's one ball and one strike. You don't see this too often. In fact, you see it once a year this week. And the 1-1. Crawford hits a ground to the second for Pena, or rather for Dugas, who throws over to first for the out. And there's one away. And the reason why they do it is so that every team in the minors can either be home on July 3rd or July 4th. So every team is kind of paired up with somebody to match it as best they can geographically. Here's Keaton Anthony. Yeah, that's outside. Blue Claws are only about 90 miles from Wilmington. They're a little closer to Brooklyn, but Brooklyn is paired with Hudson Valley. Blue Claws with Wilmington. That's inside. And then in the Sally League, Aberdeen is only 45 miles from Wilmington, but they get stuck with Greensboro, 300 miles away. And then the other two are Roman Bowling Green. That's in there for a called strike, and the count is 2-1, and Hickory at Winston-Salem. So they play 3-1 place one day, and then the next game, the other stadium, the next series. Bounce to the second by Keaton Anthony, throws over to first, and two bouncers to Dugas for the first two outs. So there is action in the Blue Claws bullpen, Danny Wilkinson, so I think it might be it, Tony, for Cabrera. Six no-hit innings for Gene, striking out 10. A stupendous outing for the 22-year-old. Henry Mendez, 2-for-2, three ribbies, and he swings and misses. No balls and a strike. Blue Claws couldn't have asked for more from Gene Cabrera in this ballgame, as Mendez hits a squibber up the first base line, and it just slithers foul. And the count is no balls and two strikes. And he certainly bounced back in a big way, Cabrera did, from his most recent start last week. He's had a couple of bumpy ones, but for the most part, he's been great. His best starts have been probably as good, if not better, than anybody else's with Jersey Shore this year. That one a little bit low to Mendez. And it's one ball, two strikes. And I would put his start tonight up with any game that he's pitched all year.
Yep.
You can tell right from the beginning his changeup was working. Mendez jam, fights it off on the ground, foul, third base. And, you know, when he's got the three-pitch mix going, he's so tough, and he's fun to watch, too. He's like a little bulldog out there. He's not that big. 160 pounds is what he's listed at. But you know, he'll fight for every out, and he was great tonight. That one inside and low, two balls and two strikes. He really, like, you know, tough, scrappy bulldog. That's him. Yeah. He's not that big, but he will battle all the way. 2-2. And a liner to second under the glove of a sliding Dugas, squirts into shallow right field, and that'll be a base hit for Mendez. And he's aboard with a single, his third hit of the game. Yeah, that brings up Eric Brito. He's got two hits. Every Blue Claws starter has a hit, except Troy Schreffler. But Troy's 0-2, and he's driven in two runs. A sack fly to fielder's choice ground out. Here's Brito. Bottom of the sixth, I think it's been all Blue Claws. They lead it 10-0. 10 runs, 13 hits, and they have not allowed a hit of their own. Arias' pitch fouled back into the screen, and no balls. And one strike. That was 102 off the bat from Mendez, who has five hits in the last two games. Brito, by the way, extended his hitting streak to 10 with a single in the bottom of the third inning. And one for two today, 16 for 38 for Brito on his current hitting streak. 0-1. And it's a roll that is short for Mate. He goes the short way, shoveling the second for the 4-6-4 on the fielder's choice. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the seventh. Danny Wilkinson coming in. Blue Claws up 10-0 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Danny Wilkinson, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore, called to the bullpen with a 10-0 lead, is brought to you by Provident Bank. Provident Bank mobile banking. You can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch. Pay bills on the train. Transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Gene Cabrera lined for his fifth win. Six innings, no hits, no runs. One walk, one hit batsman, 10 strikeouts. Here's Jared McKenzie, lefty, against the left-hander Wilkinson, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. Count is nothing and one. So Danny's on, making his 22nd appearance of the year with a 3.27 ERA. And that's curveball low, one ball, one strike. 22 innings, 18 hits, 15 walks, 37 strikeouts. Gave up four runs, albeit only one earned, in one inning against Greensboro in his last appearance on Saturday of last week. That was that 16-1 game, and he pitched in the 11-run, curveball outside, 2-1, 11-run Greensboro 8th inning. Jared McKenzie takes on the outside corner. Tony has some scores for us.
Brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Phillies lost in Chicago today, 10-2 to the Cubs. Christopher Sanchez knocked out in the 5th inning, took the loss. Clearwater leads at Dunedin tonight in the Florida State League 7-0. Clearwater won the first half. They'll be in the playoffs. Home run tonight for Bryson Ware, his 8th home run for the 8th round pick last year from Auburn University.
Trey Ward, the home plate umpire, is having a discussion with McKenzie, who I think, is he saying... Are they sure about the count? What are we discussing here? On the board, they have him punched out. But I kind of agree with McKenzie. He's going to walk back to the dugout now. Mario Lissen, the manager for Wilmington, is down there. Maybe I had it wrong as well. So Wilkinson gets the strikeout, and the Blue Claws are now 8 outs away from something. Somebody's been ejected from the Greensboro dugout. That was likely McKenzie. And Mario Lissen is going to come down again and have a quick word, or maybe not so quick word, with the home plate umpire, Trey Ward. Mario will head back up. You know what, Tony?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll check this. Well, anyway, while we sort that out, here's Kevin Mate, and he takes on the outside corner for a called strike, and the count is nothing and one. Mate, right-handed batter. He'll be followed by Joe Naranjo, the first baseman, and the pitch is inside. So I'm just trying to play catch up here on these. As Mate swings over the Wilkinson breaking ball.
Greg, Lehigh Valley leads Scranton Wilkesbar. Go ahead.
They had it right. Go ahead.
7-1, bottom of the third in Scranton. Mick Abel looking for his second victory of the season in that one.
So 1-2 on Kevin Mate. And it's an inside out roller up for his foul.
Reading trails Somerset in Reading, 3-0, bottom of the third inning. Elsewhere in the Florida Complex League, Phillies beat the Blue Jays 2-1. In the Dominican League, Phillies team split their two games.
1-2 on Mate. Wilmington still without a hit, and they're still without a hit. Breaking ball cut on and missed, two away. So 23 outs. Sorry, no, that's not right. 20 outs. So far recorded by Jersey Shore without allowing a base hit. And here's Joe Naranjo, the first baseman.
But Blue Claws flirted with another no-hitter this year, didn't they? Right now they're working on a no-hitter.
Here's Naranjo, takes outside. You know what, Tony?
Go ahead.
I think McKenzie was right. Just quickly watching back through the replay, I believe he only saw two strikes and was struck out. And that one is outside. It's 2-0 on Joe Naranjo. So in Brooklyn on June 22nd, they took one in the seventh inning. George Clausen went five. Fastball strike, 2-1. And Jack Dallas gave up the hit. It was a little squibber over the mound, an infield base hit. But a hit's a hit. 2-1 on Naranjo. And that is a little high. And three balls and a strike. Yeah, I'm pretty sure McKenzie only got two strikes. And the 3-1 is in there called strike. Wilkinson out of Villanova from Scotch Plains. He played hockey, Tony, through his sophomore year of high school and then decided to focus on baseball. 3-2 pitch, high fly ball, hit well, deep to right center. Long run, Schreffler, long run, Crawford, neither will get it, and it hits off the base of the right field wall. Naranjo on his way to third and stops, and they blow him dead there for a ground rule double. So they said it bounced up over the wall and a ground rule two base hit. So he's at second. There goes the no-hitter. And
well, Crawford made a hell of a heck of a play earlier. Ball game back in the fifth inning to take extra bases away from T.J. White.
Curveball in there for a called strike. All right, Tony, we're going to back up to McKenzie here.
But he couldn't run down that one.
Ethan Gavin from the clubhouse checks in. It was a pitch clock violation that they got him on. And Fastball high, and it's one ball and one strike. And yes, he was not in the box with 8 seconds left when you have to be sent. And I think he must have thought time had been granted by Ward. That's the only way that makes any sense that he would have stepped out like that. That one tipped by Suggs at home plate, one and two. So there you go. Sorry about that to Trey Ward. It was a pitch clock violation on McKenzie, who subsequently got ejected. One and two on Suggs. Pitch on the way. Line down third. Fair ball, base hit, and it rolls into the corner. Hits off the sidewall as Naranjo scores. Up with it, Boyd. Throw to second. A little offline. And it's a ribby double for Matt Suggs. First run of the night for Wilmington. They trail it 10-1. So the Blue Claws take a no-hitter into the seventh inning for the second time in the last 2 weeks. But will not get that one here tonight. Back-to-back doubles by Naranjo and Suggs. Here's T.J. White, who's 0-for-2. Wilkinson's pitch is down the middle, called strike, and it's nothing in one. In the bottom of the inning after the seventh inning stretch, it'll be a Marion Boyd, Jordan Disson, and Zach Arnold with Troy Schreffler should somebody reach. And the pitch is a curveball outside. Denny was a recent guest on the Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast that we taped with him. And then we have another one that we just taped with Keaton Anthony that's going to go up hopefully tomorrow. One and one on White, and that's upstairs for ball. Two balls and a strike on TJ White. But Denny was good. He was up at the Cape pitching for a little bit, got hurt, and then the Phillies brought on their closer to sign him, Preston Mattingly. Swinging a miss high fastball, 2-2. He had just finished up in the Cape. Phillies were signing some guys. Danny had another year at Nova, so that's why he was pitching in the Cape Cod League. And Preston told him that, hey, we have the best rehab program in the minors, and sold him on a few different elements of that. Curveball outside. Three balls, two strikes. And, you know, worked out. Last year he struck out almost 15 guys per nine with Clearwater, and up around 13 right now with the Blue Claws. 10-1 Jersey Shore here, top seven. And a changeup ripped deep to left. Boyd going back into the corner at the wall, and it is off the left field wall. That'll score a run down to second base. Standing there is TJ White with a line drive double. So three straight two-base hits for Wilmington, and they now trail 10-2.
Yeah, T.J. White got all of a changeup there and nearly got it over the 8-foot-high left field fence. Ball remained in play. And three straight doubles with two outs here on the top of the seventh inning.
We'll bring Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Tony, do you remember 4th of July, 2011. Blue Claws are playing here. Travis Mateer is the third baseman. He bats in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning and hits a ball high out to where the Chick-fil-A fan zone is now in left center. Now, it's really hard to tell where the ball lands back there. Back then, there was no sign. The fence is clear. And the ball hits something, bounces high back onto the field, and lands in left center. So, if the game was tied, as Mason Ronan getting up in the bullpen now for Jersey Shore. So because the game was tied, it was over when the first guy scored, right? Unless it was a home run, which is what everybody thought it was. And the umpire let all the runners round the bases. Here's Elijah Nunez. And a curveball is in there for a called strike, and the count is nothing and one on Nunez, who is 0-for-2. So everybody rounds the bases. The umpire standing there at home plate as Mateer touches home. And as soon as Mateer touches home, the umpire leaves. 0-1 in the dirt. So we all thought it was a grand slam, right? We have no MLB TV back then. I don't think MLB TV was a thing back then, 2011. So bring the box score down to the clubhouse. Okay, great. Nice win. See you tomorrow. bring it to the visiting clubhouse, and the guy goes, you got to change that. What are you talking about? Here's the 1-1, and it's outside. Two balls and a strike. And he said, the last ball, that wasn't a home run. I'm like, yeah, it was. The umpire let him round the bases. If it was a single, he would have left as soon as the first guy scored. High and away, 3-1 on Nunez. And I went back, saw Greg Legger, the hitting coach, said, yeah, I don't know that it was. Called the umpires who had left to beat the fireworks traffic. And they said, no, it wasn't. And I said, well, why did you stay there? Swinging a miss, fastball, 3-2. So Travis Mater thought he had a walk-off grand slam, and he ended up with only a mere walk-off single. 4th of July, 2011. You remember that? Apparently not. 3-2.
No, I'll tell you in a second.
Rolled up third, first foul.
Now, I thought maybe it was the same one that Mater hit a ball that...
This one ended up hitting the... They said it hit the corner of the top of the fence where it meets the flat ground.
This is a different situation, and I know you were here for it. We'll get to it in a second.
3-2 on Nunez. Curveball high, ball 4.
Where Mater...
So the last four have reached first and second, 2 out. That'll bring up Philip Glasser. Go ahead.
Okay, so Mater hit a ball that lodged in the fence out in left center field.
Oh, yeah.
And kept rounding the bases. And the outfielder threw up his hands as if, you know, it's a dead ball.
But it wasn't.
Right. And Mater was allowed to score. That was ruled an inside the park home run.
Was that the broadcast at midnight? Here's Philip Glasser, fastball high.
You want to elaborate on that?
Well, we had to do...
Right, yeah.
We had to sit on a bed on the concourse.
Right, yeah. That was a mattress firm, right?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Lifted foul down third by Glasser, 1-1. The other 4th of July game that I really remember was in 2012. The Blue Claws bus broke down on the way to Greensboro. Stopped at a hotel before the Delaware Memorial Bridge, left the next morning. Got there at about 5:15. Here's a little blooper into shallow left center. Boyd racing over, and he makes the running catch to retire the Sun. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 left. Stretch time here at Shoretown Ballpark. And it's 10-2. Blue Claws in front on Valley Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
God bless America. Happy 4th of July. 10-2 Jersey Shore as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. And the 7th inning stretch brought to you by JAG Physical Therapy, proud of service and trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services with over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. our friends at Jag Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. Is it JagPT.com? So Wander Arias back out there for his second inning of relief. He'll get a Marion Boyd, Jordan Disson, and Zach Arnold for the Blue Claws here. 6, 7, and 8 at Shoretown Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh. And Tony, it's been all Jersey Shore tonight. If you're just joining us, Blue Claws scored twice in the first inning. Aiden Miller homered on the first pitch thrown by Luke Young, the starter for Wilmington, and it's been all Blue Claws ever since.
Yeah, two in the first, one in the second, five in the third, two in the fifth. Blue Claws kind of no-hitter into the seventh. It's been all Jersey Shore tonight as they try to make it two in a row and even up this six-game week-long series with the Blue Rocks from Wilmington.
Tony pulls out the weather because he's always looking for something negative. However, it is raining in Reading, and they are delayed top of the fourth. Somerset leading 5-0. Boyd lines one back through the middle, base hit. So two hits tonight for Marion Boyd, who is now 22 for his last 71. And that'll bring up Jordan Disson, the catcher. Lehigh Valley's in Scranton. And that game is all Iron Pigs. They lead 7-1 in the middle of the fourth. And they were delayed by rain as well. They didn't start till 7:46. And there's a strike to Disson, nothing in one. Clearwater in the seventh. They lead 8-0 over Dunedin. And a little blooper by Disson in the shallow center. Money going out, and he can't get their base hit. Nunez, the center fielder, in to grab it. Disson has two hits himself, and that is now 15 for Jersey Shore. By the way, the person ejected from the game earlier was a coach for Wilmington from the dugout. We thought it might have been the right fielder, Jared McKenzie, who was arguing a pitch clock violation, but he is back in right field. Here is Arnold, who is 3-for-3. And Zach with 6 hits in the last 4 games now. And the first pitch is tipped at home plate, and it's nothing in one.
So 5 Blue Claws have at least 2 hits in the ballgame, and Arnold looking for maybe a fourth.
Arias set at the belt for the 0-1 and bounced foul. Got a piece at home plate, and the count is nothing in two. So Crawford has 2 hits, Mendez has 3, Boyd has 2, Disson has 2, Arnold has 3 for Jersey Shore. Everybody's got at least one except Schreffler, who's 0-for-2 with 2 ribbies, a fielder's choice, ground out, and a sacrifice fly. And the 0-2 to Arnold is lifted deep down the right field line, slicing foul to the picnic area and back out of play. Still no balls, 2 strikes on Zenk. When the season started, Arnold was the only member of the 2023 draft class with the Blue Claws. Obviously, Aiden Miller is now here. Casey Stewart is now here. And Arnold gets a piece, bounces it off, 3rd foul. And George Clausen is now here as well. So 4 of those guys from this year's class. Miller, obviously the youngest. He was a high school draftee, only 20 years old. 0-2. And that's low from Arias. A slider. That's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Clausen, by the way, will start tomorrow. And then Sam Aldegary will start Saturday. There was a story on the MLB Pipeline website yesterday that listed the MVPs of teams throughout the first half of the season. That one is outside, 2-2. And they gave Tony Clausen as the Clearwater MVP and Sam Aldegary as the Blue Claws MVP. So they are only, they just happen to be pitching the next 2 nights for the Blue Claws. So that should be exciting. 2-2 on Arnold, and the pitch is dribbled foul, just barely stays alive, and it's still 2-2. 7:05 tomorrow and 7:05 on Saturday. Tomorrow, more fireworks and the Philly Fanatic. And then Saturday is Bryson Stott bobblehead night. Did you see the bobblehead, Tony? He's surfing. It's very nice. And Arnold takes that one for ball three. And the count is 3-2 on Zach. Yeah, so Stott is surfing on his bobblehead.
Nice.
Representing, of course, that he is the first Jersey Shore Blue Claw to reach the big leagues. And that one is high. That's a great at-bat by Arnold. He was down to the count, nothing in two, and fouled off a bunch of pitches to work the walk. First walk allowed by Arias, and it loads the bases for Schreffler with Miller and Crawford to follow.
Well, Troy has two RBIs tonight. He's in great shape to make it at least three here.
Luklaw's 10, 15, and 1. Wilmington 2, 3, and 1. And the pitch by Arias is hit in the air down the right field line pretty well. McKenzie, long run into the corner, reaching out, makes the catch for the out. Boy tags from third, he'll score. Down to third goes Disson. Arnold, good base running, tags from first and gets the second. Sack fly and an RBI for Troy Schreffler. And the Blue Claws lead is 11-2.
Well, Troy, the only Blue Claw without a hit tonight, but he's knocked in three runs now with two sacrifice flies and an infield ground out that played it a run. It was a big sacrifice fly back in the second inning. Blue Claws were only up 2-0 at the time. It was down on the count, but lifted the sacrifice fly to center field to make it 3-0. The Blue Claws have just continued to add on.
Maiden Miller takes outside for Schreffler in his second three-ribby game of the year. The other one was April 13th back in Hickory. Aiden today is 1-for-4. Homer on the first pitch he saw on the bottom of the first. His second Blue Claws homer. Second and third, one out infield in 11-2, Claws. And he hits a bouncer to Mate, jumps up to grab it, throws to the plate, and the catcher stretched for a force play, but there were runners at second and third. So Disson scores, and the Blue Claws lead it 12-2. And that's a mistake. Suggs will lose some sleep over. That'll be a fielder's choice on... So I think it's a fielder's choice and an RBI for Miller. And it is 12-2, Jersey Shore. So here's Crawford. And he's a grounder up third and just foul. Ooh, that was close. Incher three. And it's nothing at one.
And there was ball pointing fair again. As the ball whistled past him, foul beyond the third base bag. It was pretty close.
You know what
it was foul.
You know what I think messed up Suggs? Arnold tagging and going to second. He saw the runner at second and assumed that the bases were loaded.
Yeah.
He would have normally had first and third there, but that was great base running by Arnold. Justin takes inside for a ball that's 1-1. But obviously that's a mistake you can't make.
Yeah, that was good base running by Arnold there to tag up on that deep fly ball. And he was at first base to make it down to second.
Well, if he doesn't tag up, then he would have played the infield back and tried to turn two. 1-1 on Crawford. Arias' pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Justin, 2-for-4 today, and 7-for-17 in the series, up to 289 on the year. He homered down in Wilmington on Monday.
Yeah, he pulled that home run down the right field line.
Yeah.
We've talked often this year about how his power seems to be to left, or his penchant is to go the other way to left and left center, but he yanked that one down the right field line out of the ballpark.
Runner at second, one out, and runner at first as well. And here's a grounder off first base hit. Miller jumped over the ball, and it goes to the right field. Arnold stops at third. And Miller stops at second. Base hit for Crawford is third of the game. And the Blue Claws have the bases loaded for Keaton Anthony. And a visit coming from the pitching coach here for Wilmington. And that is Mark DeFelice.
I was going to say, now the bases are loaded. Now the right hitter begins to warm up now in the Wilmington pen.
So for Justin Crawford, it's his team-leading 27th multi-hit game of the year. And his fourth three-hit game. He also has 2 4-hit games. So here is Anthony, who is 1 for 4 tonight, Tony, which basically has been quiet for him the way he's been going. 13 yeah. for 30 with Jersey Shore. Bases loaded, one out, 12-2 Blue Claws. And the pitch is a fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count is nothing and one. Mason Runner will pitch the eighth. Anthony, right-handed batter, tips and fell. Born in Indiana, went to Iowa, but grew up in Atlanta, so never really lived or grew up in Indiana. Grew up down in the Atlanta area, but wanted that Midwest experience. And he got it at Iowa, considered Indiana as well. Mario is still looking in for the sign. Pitch clock is down to 4 as he comes sent. With 1, he deals, and Anthony takes it low. So I'll get it up hopefully tomorrow, maybe Saturday, Tony, the latest hook, line, and splitter with Keaton. He did. I had him give us a good Caitlin Clark story.
Oh, excellent.
Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. In the dirt, blocked by Suggs. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Keaton. But he was really good. Ever see that at the Iowa football games when they do the wave to the kids at the Children's Hospital, which is adjacent to the football stadium in Kinnick?
I have not seen that.
So I asked him about that, and he said, yeah, it's one of the cooler things you get to experience. But he volunteered a lot there, too, when he was a baseball player. He volunteered there, bouncer fell. And he said one of the patients in the hospital designed the cleats that he wore last year as a junior at Iowa, which I thought was really cool. Two and two count on him with Mendez on deck. Bases loaded. And time is called. This will, I think, be the last batter for Arias. Here's a grounded at third. And mishandled by Staley. Bounces behind him. Everybody is safe. A run scores. E5 on Staley at third. And the Blue Claws now lead it 13-2. So that'll be an RBI for Anthony. And here is Henry Mendez. And here is Mario Lisson for a call to the bullpen here for Wilmington. And they'll make it. Blue Claws lead it 13-2 after that error. And, Tony, it's been just a mess of a night here for the Blue Rocks.
And again, this is like the Greensboro series in reverse. Greensboro came in here and really whacked the Blue Claws. And the last three games were utter routes when they went 5 out of 6. Now, Wilmington won the first two games in this series down in Wilmington. Blue Claws won last night 8-4, and now are pounding Wilmington here tonight. Interesting that if you look at the standings, remember now in the second half, if Greensboro goes on and wins the second half, then the second place team will go to the playoffs in the SAL North. And right now, this score holds. Jersey Shore can be 5-8, and Hudson Valley climbed into second place tonight with the victory, and they are 6-5. So if you look at the loss column, Blue Claws would be 3 games out of second. That's what you're really shooting for now. I mean, sure.
I mean, it's early.
Right, yeah. You are. And, I mean, it's not impossible to overtake Greensboro and finish first, but it would quite some doing.
There's 50 games left.
Yeah. Right, I mean, anything can happen for sure. But at the moment, the realistic goal is to at least rise up to second if indeed Greensboro would hold on to win the division.
Brendan Collins, the new pitcher. Yeah, the important thing is Greensboro can win the division by 100 games.
Right,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All Blue Claws tonight. They lead it 13-2. And here's Mendez, who's had quite the night. Three hits, three ribbies. Collins, 1-2, the 3.68 ERA on the season. 37 strikeouts, 19 walks. Mendez has not had, before tonight, and the first pitch is inside and low, has not had a three-hit or three RBI game with the Blue Claws, and he gets both in one fell swoop here this evening. Collins, 24 years old from UNC Greensboro, 17th round pick in 2021. 1-0, and that's high. Two balls and no strikes. Tony, one thing we can say about the action in the Philly system tonight, not exactly any games that
are going to the wire.
You couldn't miss, yeah. Here's the 2-0. And a little liner up the middle. That's going to get down. Base hit for Mendez. Miller scores. Crawford stops at third. And Anthony goes to second. It's an RBI single and a four-hit night for Henry Mendez. And the Blue Claws lead it 14-2.
I'll have to ask manager Greg Brodzinski, coaching in third, when I visit with him before the game tomorrow, if he's got a sore arm after tonight. He's been waving a lot of runners home. But I'm sure he'll be happy with any aches that develop.
Here's Brito. And the first pitch to him is a curveball outside. So, yes, Phillies lost 10-2. Lehigh Valley's up by 6, 7-1. Redding's already down 5-0. Blue Claws have a 12-run lead here. And Clearwater an 8-0 lead. So, yeah, not exactly down to the wire. 1-0. Chased a curveball, 1-1. But that's okay. You need a few nights like this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get a few nights like this that go the other way. We've seen a few of them this year. And this one certainly working out to benefit Jersey Shore.
Brito is 1-for-3, by the way, with a walk. Extended his hitting streak to 10 with a base hit in the third. And time is called.
One of those nights when things are going well for Jersey Shore, but also misplays and mental errors on the part of Wilmington have compounded that for the Blue Rocks.
One ball, one strike on Brito. And the pitch is a breaking ball. Hard ground there. Sliding grab Staley. Nice play. The second one to first. Not in time. A run scores Crawford. Great play by Staley, though, to take a base hit away from Brito. Does get a fielder's choice and an RBI. Ground down, and it's 15-2, Jersey Shore.
Yeah, just as we said that Wilmington was having a tough time making plays. That was a heck of a snag there at third.
Here's Boyd, who led off the inning with a single. So the Blue Claws have batted around now. Boyd, 2-for-4 today, up to 233 on the year now. Jordan Disson would be next. And the pitch on the way from Collins is in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Blue Claws have 17 hits. Still six off their season high and franchise record, tying 23 from their June 9th game in Greensboro. Boyd pops it up off first and foul ground. Naranjo coming down the catcher there too. Naranjo drops the ball. Suggs and Naranjo had a miscommunication as to who was going to get it. And that should be an E3 on Naranjo, and it is. That's the third error of the night for Wilmington. But I think, Tony, he was a little bit late to realize that he was going to have to be the guy to catch it. It looked like he kind of stuck his glove up a half second late.
Would have been a tough play for Suggs, who was charging out from behind the plate.
So it is an error. Here's Boyd now with an 0-ball, one strike count, and he takes out Sun. The Blue Claws still get the bat again, by the way. Only in the bottom of the seventh inning here. And they lead it 15-2. And some fireworks off in the distance. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And Boyd thought it were rather 1-2, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Side is retired. So Boyd down swinging. Blue Claws score five more runs. Five hits, two errors, and they leave two. So we go to the bottom of the, or we go to the top of the eighth, and it's all Jersey Shore, 15-2. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun. Mason Ronan is the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. We head into the top half of the eighth inning, and the Blue Claws lead it 15-2 here in Shoretown Ballpark. Fiondel Pena, or rather Gavin Dugas, excuse me, batting for the second time, takes four ball. He's at 230 with a home run and five runs batted in. Grabbed it into a fielder's choice in the sixth. Gene Cabrera started, and here's a bouncer up third, fell, and went six innings, no runs, no hits, one walk, one hit, batsman struck out 10. Danny Wilkinson came on in the seventh, two runs on four hits, one walk, and struck out two. So, Tony, just a comprehensive performance by Jersey Shore tonight. 15 runs on 17 hits and six no-hit innings from their starter. Liner up third, foul. And it skips to the Claws bullpen. 0-2 on Dugas.
I was just checking here. Greensboro transactions. Why, you say? Well, we're a couple of weeks into the, quote, second half of the season now, and they have not promoted anybody from.
I mean, you got the All-Star, yeah, break coming up.
Oh,
that's a four-day break.
Yeah, we'll see what happens then.
That hit him. And he'll, Dugas will take first base. Remember, in the old days, the old system, you would see a lot of promotions at the midpoint,
right.
But that was also the break.
Right.
There was a three-day break.
So we'll see what happens, yeah.
Mason Ronan. Has a 9.41 ERA in 19 games this year, 22 innings, 20 hits, 21 walks, 31 strikeouts for the left-hander from Asheville, Pennsylvania. Swing and a miss, changeup, and it's 0-1 on Murphy Staley. Ronan last pitched on Sunday against Greensboro, gave up two runs in one inning. Staley's 0-3. I mean, most of the hoppers are 0-something. They only have three hits. There were three straight doubles off Wilkinson in the seventh. Not holding on the runner at first base, and Ronan's pitch is cut on a missed changeup. Good pitch. And it's nothing in two. If you're wondering, most hits by the Blue Claws this year, we said 23. Most runs is 18, which they also did in that June 9th game at Greensboro, tying the nine-inning franchise record that day. Bouncer to short, could be two. Glove by Brito, shovels the second one on the first. In-time double play. So that's Eric Brito at shortstop starting the double play. And it's a 6-4-3 double play with Rondon at second. So the Blue Claws made a defensive switch there with Aiden Miller is out. And Leonardo Rondon goes to second. Eric Brito kicks over from second base to short. 6-4-3. And here is Jared McKenzie, who takes outside, and the count is one ball and no strike. So just to recap that, Miller out, Rondon in for Miller. Brito goes second to short, Rondon in at second. And the 1-0 is cut on and missed. So Tony will get to see if someone gets on base. The first Blue Claws at bat for their new infielder, Leonardo Rondon. And Aiden Miller's day ends after his leadoff home run, or keyed by his leadoff home run. He'll get a couple of innings off. Fastball outside, and the count is 2-1 on McKenzie.
Now Rondon up from the Florida Complex League.
Pitch by Mason, tip foul. Two balls, two strikes. There are some fireworks behind left field. Where do you think those are?
Oh, Lakewood, maybe.
I think if there are Lakewood ones, they farther west, like near
Ocean
the town
County
square.
Park, maybe.
Maybe Howell. Howell's more.
Yeah, Howell's a little further north.
2-2, little flare left side. Brito backs up, makes the catch, and that retires the sun. Scoreless inning for Mason Ronan. No runs, no hits. A hit. Batsman, a double play. Nobody left. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and the Blue Claws lead it. 15-2, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Fun in Short Town all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Short Town. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
All Blue Claws tonight. They lead it 15-2, and Ryan Leach is pinch hitting for Jordan Disson. So Leach bats for Disson here in the bottom of the eighth. And the first pitch is high, and the count is one ball and no strikes. The new pitcher for Wilmington, or rather Brendan Collins, the pitcher for Wilmington, got the last out, two outs there in the seventh. Leach is at, and that breaking ball is a little bit high. For a ball. Leach is out of Marshall University, 3-for-25 of the year, does have a home run. And the 2-0 is cut on a missed high fastball. So Leach bats for Disson. He'll presumably stay in and catch the ninth inning. Zach Arnold and Troy Schreffler the next two. 2-1. Bounces and foul behind the plate. Blue Claws did a great video, Tony, the social media team. I don't know if you saw it. The what would you bring to the 4th of July barbecue? And Leach said he would bring the music and the vibes.
Ooh. Okay.
So here's the 2-2. And swinging him is strike three. And there's one man away. Arnold's had a good night. 3 for 3 plus a walk. 3 of the 17 Jersey Shore hits. And he waves at a slider down and outside. It snowballs in his strike. And he has driven in 3 runs. 6 for 14 now in the series for Zach Arnold. Pitched by Collins. Anthony's 0-2. George Clausen tomorrow and Sam Aldagiri for the Blue Claws on Saturday. So two of the top Phillies pitching prospects throwing for Jersey Shore these next 2 days. 0-2, the count on Arnold. And here's the pitch. It's a slider outside of the dirt blocked by Matt Suggs. It's 1-2. Tony, how did Clearwater do with they had Wen. I know that we were talking between Ace Wenway Pond started that game. He's on the Blue Claws 60-day IL, but has begun a rehab assignment over these last couple of weeks. Pitch for Clearwater tonight.
Yeah. Wenway Pond went
1-2, and Arnold swings and misses for strike three.
So Clearwater leads 10-0 over the Blue Jays. That's Dunedin. Down in the Florida State lead 10-0, bottom of the eighth in Dunedin. Wenway Pond went the first 3 innings. 1 hit, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts.
So one thing that last year when he was here, he was a reliever. But they're obviously stretching him out. So a bulk inning guy, a starter, we'll see. Here's Troy Schreffler. But they are definitely stretching him out, and that's exciting. Here's a pop-up foul, first base side by Schreffler, out of play. It makes sense because, look, you know, you can always cut them back later on. It's much easier to cut a guy back than it is to stretch him out. And the other part of it, too, is, you know, because he's going to end up missing more than half the season by making him throw as a bulk guy, you can kind of get some innings into that arm that he wouldn't have, that he missed early in the year. Schreffler can't check his swing and a slider, and the count is nothing in two.
In that game, Bryson Ware now has hit 2 home runs. He's a draft pick last year from Auburn, his 8th and 9th of the season. Hitting 227, but obviously has some power.
Oh, and 2 on Troy. And the pitch in the dirt from Collins. Mason Ronan will take the mound of the ninth inning for the Blue Claws, trying to lock up their 5th win, or they should obviously lock up their 5th win of the second half and 43rd of the season. And they have a 15-2 lead. It would be the 116th win as Blue Claws manager for Greg Brodzinski. And the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, blocked by Suggs, picks it up, throws the first, and the side return. Ball would be within 2 of Mickey Morandini for 5th most on the Blue Claws all-time managerial wins list. 1-2-3 go the Claws. We go to the bottom of the, or top of the ninth. It's all Jersey Shore, 15-2, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Buster went streaking there between the bottom of the eighth and top of the ninth, so he's under suspicion from the cops, and they have good evidence. We'll see if he's here tomorrow. It is the Fanatic night. I hope somebody pays his bail. Here's Kevin Mate, Joe Naranjo, and Matt Suggs to face Mason Roden. Luke lost 15 runs, 17 hits, one error. Wilmington, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors. Kevin Mate to lead it off against Roden. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. Mate is 0 for 3. Roden hit the first batter of the 8th inning and then got a double play and a line out to put up a 0. Lefty. And the pitch is grounded to short. Frito gets a bad hop, hits him in the chest, and that'll be a base hit for Kevin Mate on the bad hop bouncer. Frito was right there, and it came up to hit him in the chest on the deflection. So a single, and here's Joe Naranjo, the first baseman, who has walked, grounded out, and doubled. That Reading game against Somerset was suspended on Thursday night. They had a lot of heavy rain. And they're going to shoot the fireworks off, but suspend the game. Slider in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one on Naranjo.
Tomorrow's game, it should be interesting, could be a bullpen game for Wilmington, which in effect has had one here tonight.
And that's a curveball in there for a strike. Well, I mean, not.
Well, the starter tomorrow night, Seth Schumann, at 3 different levels this year, has not gone more than 3 1/3 innings.
No, I was saying tonight, but they only used 3 relievers.
Right.
Could have been worse. Here's the 0-2, and that is outside. 1-2 on Naranjo. Runner at first not being held on. 1-2 on Naranjo, and he takes a beautiful slider. Strike 3 on the outside corner. Good pitch by Mason Roden. Gets his first strikeout, one away in the ninth for the catcher, Matt Suggs. Suggs RBI double in the seventh. Drive in the first of the two Wilmington runs, 15-2, Blue Claws. And the pitch by Mason is high and inside. So, Tony, tonight for Jersey Shore, 4 hits for Henry Mendez, 3 for Crawford, 2 for Boyd, 2 for Disson, 3 for Arnold. What a night for Jersey Shore. 1-0 outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Aiden Miller, among the more quiet nights, right among the Blue Claws hitters, and he had a home run on the first pitch.
He touched off the entire evening.
Swing and a miss. After that home run, Blue Claws added one more in the first inning. It never felt like this game was in any doubt for any moment, you know, especially after you saw Cabrera kind of settle in after he got through a jam in the second inning. He retired 11 in a row after that. 2-1. High pop-up. Shallow right center. Leonardo Rondon going out. Coming on Schreffler, who tries to make a basket running catch. He does. Nice play by Schreffler, who I think only realized it was his ball for sure at the last minute and made a tricky running basket catch for out number 2. And that'll bring up T.J. White, the designated hitter. White is the switch hitter batting from the right side. RBI double in the seventh. Ronan trying to finish this one off. Fastball high. And the count is 1-0. Fireworks after the game, biggest show of the year. But don't worry, the second biggest show of the year is tomorrow. After the 7:05 game, it'll be George Clausen on the mound for Jersey Shore. 1-0 on White, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Elijah Nunez on deck. But Ronan trying to finish off a 15-2 Blue Claws win here tonight. High set for Mason. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two, 2-1. Crowd trying to get going with the Let's Go Blue Claws chant, albeit they don't need it anymore.
Not sure what the motivation is there, but okay.
It's better than Let's Go Fireworks. Swing and a miss. Change up got him. And strike two in the ninth.
I think that's what it's all about. Let's go get this thing over so they can watch fireworks.
2-2 on White, and Ronan deals inside. 3-2. Tell you what, this place really filled in.
It did.
Beginning
of
the game, pockets of empty seats, but not many anymore. You can see the fireworks are off in the distance behind right field. Those are the Seaside Heights ones, I believe. Here's the 3-2. It's inside, ball four. So walk on White, and that'll bring up Elijah Nunez, the center fielder. Or excuse me, I should say a walk to White. Nunez 0-2, the walk himself. Right, Tony, down the and right there, that's, are those Seaside or are those Point?
No,
I don't think they're Point Pleasant.
Seaside is down
there. Is it farther south? Is that Point Pleasant? Maybe that's Point Pleasant.
It would have to be, or Manasquan.
I don't think it's Manasquan. Here's Nunez, takes a curveball in there for a call. Strike, nothing at one.
Yeah,
Point Pleasant. They're pretty far down to the right.
Pleasant,
yeah, you're right.
Point Pleasant Beach.
Yeah.
Is more like,
or maybe Brick. Is there one in Brick?
That's possible. That's possible. I mean, every town has fireworks, right?
Why not? It's the 4th of July. Oh, and one on Nunez.
Yes.
And that's in the dirt, a slider, 1-1. Who wouldn't have fireworks on the 4th of July?
I used to live in a neighborhood where all the neighbors had fireworks. Yeah.
I think I live in a neighborhood where neighbors had fireworks, at least last night. One and one on Nunez. Blue Claws up 15-2. Two out here with the ninth. High set for Ronan. Slider. Hit in the air to left field. This should do it. Boyd starts back. Comes in. Well, it won't do it. Plays it on a hop in front of him. Base hit and lobs it back in. Boyd went back on that and it landed in front of him. So an RBI single for Nunez. And it's 15-3. White stops at second. And here's Philip Glasser in the left field. I thought Boyd was going to get there.
Yeah, it seemed that way. And then
the ball kind of died, I guess. I feel bad for Ronan because that's an earned run. But in reality, it was a bad hop that got Brito, but you can't charge an error on a bad hop. So unlucky for sure. Glasser swings and misses, and it's no balls and one strike.
Well, it's true, but Ronan did issue a walk in this inning that prolonged it.
He did. But he would have been out of the inning.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the third out would have been recorded prior to the walk.
Yeah. Glasser out of Indiana University. And the pitch is chopped foul behind the plate. And once again, the Blue Claws are a strike away. No, no, check that. I'm sorry. It's 1-1. Time called by Glasser. See, more fireworks out there. I think those are... there's a lot of fireworks tonight. Blue Claws and out away. They lead it 15-3, and that one way out. So,
well, I know it is not Seaside.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. Depending on the angle, though.
Okay.
No, yeah, I guess you're right. You're probably right. So, 2-2 on Glasser. And Ronan deals, swinging a blooper foul off third out of play. Still 1-2.
I'm going to guess Lakewood or Brick.
It's not Lakewood. Cool. Lakewood will be back towards the center of town if they even do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's yeah. way out there.
Yeah. yeah.
1-2, the count on Glasser and Ronan Deals. Breaking ball, rolled to first. This should do it. Scooped up by Anthony. Steps on the bag with his left foot, and the ball game is over. Mason Ronan gets the last out of the ninth inning, and the Blue Claws pick up a resounding 4th of July victory. Your final, the Blue Claws 15 and the Blue Rocks 3. In the ninth, one run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on base. So all Jersey Shore tonight, 4 hits for Henry Mendez, 3 for Zach Arnold, 3 RBIs for Zach Arnold and Troy Trepler, 4 for Henry Mendez, and just a tremendous night for the Blue Claws. 15 runs, 17 hits, 1 error. For Wilmington, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. Winning pitcher is Gene Cabrera. 6 no-hit innings, 10 strikeouts. He's 5-4, and Luke Young takes the loss. He falls to 2-9 on the season. Time of the game was 2 hours and 36 minutes, and I have no idea what the attendance is, but
it was pretty good.
They had a heck of a time. Fireworks coming up in a little bit. All Jersey Shore tonight. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tony, I have a little postgame for you coming up. And we'll be back tomorrow on the air, 6:50, pregame, 7:05. First pitch, George Clausen on the hill for the Blue Claws Fanatic in the house. 15-3, your final. Happy 4th, everybody. Tony, all yours.
We'll go right to the scoreboard. Phillies lost in Chicago today, 4-2. But may or may not yield a game to Atlanta in the standings. The Giants lead the Braves 4-2. Atlanta batting in the bottom of the ninth inning down at Truist Park in Atlanta. Elsewhere in the Phillies system, Lehigh Valley in front of Scranton Wilkes-Barre on top of the seventh at Scranton, 7-4. But Mick Abel will not get the win, Greg. Abel was lifted in the bottom of the fifth inning after he allowed 4 earned runs in the ballgame, 3 in that bottom of the fifth inning. So he was taken out, still stuck at 1 win this year. But Lehigh Valley leads at 7-4, top of the seventh. Through 8 innings, Clearwater routing Dunedin, the Toronto affiliate, 10-3. Bryson Ware, we told you about him, his 8th and 9th home runs of the season. Draft pick last year out of Auburn University. In the Florida Complex lead, league, the Phillies beat the Blue Jays 2-1 to go to 24-18 on the season. Phillies Red lost to the Dominican Summer League Red by a score of 12-3. The Phillies White defeated the Mets Orange. 4-1 was the final there. And the suspended game, Somerset at Reading, 5-0 Somerset. That game suspended by rain up in Reading in the top of the fourth inning. Again here in Lakewood, it was the Blue Claws rolling past Wilmington, 15 runs, 17 hits, 1 error. Wilmington, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no error. Gene Cabrera goes to 5-4. Luke Young falls to 2-9. The Blue Claws now 5-8. In the second half, 43-36 overall. Wilmington is 4-8. Second half, 35-43 overall. Action continues here with a 7:05 start tomorrow night. Number 28 Phillies prospect, fireballing right-hander George Clausen, 1-1, 3.46 earned run average, faces right-hander Seth Schumann, who will be making his second start in his second game this year with Wilmington. He has no record, has only pitched a 3 1/3 innings. That was his first appearance of the season prior to tomorrow night. A 26-year-old right-hander, Seth Schumann. Again, 7:05. Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 6:50 tomorrow night. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Corwell. Social media, the photos, the videos, the tweets by Taylor Petrangelo, Laura Elizabeth, and Greg Jamboree. Fireworks going off here in Shoretown. Blue Claws provided plenty of fireworks on their own behalf tonight with that 15-3 victory. For Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score, Blue Claws 15 and Wilmington 3. Have a clawsome rest of your July 4th holiday, everybody.